Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, gentlemen.
The Winchester Town Advisory Board is now in session. What is that? You're
sorry,
gross.
I got a napkin.
You are gross. Do you have a napkin?
Yeah, I got a napkin somewhere. Hold on.
I was just trying to be helpful. Look at what happened. Just so you didn't have to bend over. Because I know what a bummer that must be.
Yes. There you go.
Don't ask me. No, that's okay. I don't need that. I'm sanitized. I'm sanitary. Okay. We all right now?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Try that once again. The Winchester Town Advisory Board is now in session on this March 10th, 2020. Would Mr. Mikes do the Pledge of Allegiance for us,
sure.
Please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Who's in time? We will now have board introductions. To my far right.
Hello, Ken Dayton.
Hi, I'm Bob Mikes.
And I'm John Delabos. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Roxana Valadares.
Yeah, she must be someone.
Oh, I forgot you showed up.
She's so invisible.
You're so cute. So anyway, the first part of the meeting is the public comment period. I'm sorry.
How about?
Oh, we have staff introductions. Thank you. Keep me honest. Our secretary, Victoria Bonner, and Judy Siegel on the phone from home.
Hi.
Hi. And Beatrice Martinez from Dick Sagerblum's office and from the county.
Rob Kaminsky, good comprehensive plan.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Anybody else? It's more of us than there is of you. Alrighty. The first part of the meeting is a period devoted to public comments about items on this agenda. No discussion or action or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You may be afforded an opportunity to speak at individual public hearing items as they are presented this evening. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public that's listed at the end of this agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes, and please state your name and who you are and what you represent so we can identify you for the record. Do we have any public comment in that category this evening? Yes, Mr. Borgel.
I'm Greg Borgel. I represent item 2 on your agenda, and we're going to ask that that be held when you approve the agenda until your meeting of April 28th as we want to revise the plans.
Okay.
And if there's anyone here on that matter, which doesn't appear to be the case, I'd be happy to meet with them in the lobby.
So noted. Thank you, sir. Okay, so I will start with an approval of minutes from our February 25th meeting. Do I have a motion? Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Hello? Judy? Are you abstaining? Judy?
You pressed mute. Get on the phone.
No, I didn't. Come on, Judy. Stay with us, baby. Okay, now we have the approval of the agenda for March 10th. We have an item Mr. Borgel was asked to be held. We are not combining or deleting any other items that I'm aware of. So is that approval on that? Is a motion to hold?
Yeah, I second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, sir, you are seeing the 28th.
The record will reflect the April 28th date,
April
28th. So it doesn't have to be re-notified?
Yes, re-noticed, yes.
And I'll make the equivalent change in the county commission date as well, so we're...
Thank you for picking that up for us. Appreciate it. Bye, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we will move on. Any informational items we have this evening?
Yes, Commissioner Sagerblum will be hosting a town hall at Sunrise Manor town board meeting right before the town board meeting at Hollywood Rec Center this Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30. And we will, Commissioner Sagerblum and Commissioner Gibson are hosting a job fair Friday, April 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have over 75 employers. The last job fair that we held, there are about 600 jobs offered, about 1,200 job seekers, so we encourage everyone to attend. Or if you guys have, if you're an employer that would like to have some current open vacant positions, reach out to me and we can get you on that list.
Say those dates again and times for the job fair.
Job fair is April 3rd, Friday, April 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
At the Hollywood Rec Center, yeah?
Yeah. No, sorry, at the Government Center.
Government Center. Mm-hmm.
9 to 2 on April 3rd. Mm-hmm. County Government Center. Okay, thank you. Any other informational items? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to our one and only item this evening, which is UC-20-0103, Meese Family Trust and Meese Robert H. and Michelle C. Trustees. It's a use permit to allow retail sales and services, the sale of car batteries, starters, alternators within an existing office warehouse facility on 1.1 acres in M1 light manufacturing zone in the Asian Design Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road, 390 feet west of Lynn Road within the Winchester Township. Is the, for possible action, is the someone representing this here this evening?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Could you step up and tell us who you are and share with us what you want to let us know?
My name is Amor Gonzalez. I represent Universal Batteries. So our proposal is to open a new retail store on Vegas, on Las Vegas, mm-hmm. Deserine. It's a 4180 West Deserine. So our proposal is to sell used and new car batteries. So why use batteries? We have a few. We have three companies in California. We opened one in Henderson. So we see a lot of refurbished batteries coming to our store when they exchange their battery. So we try to give a second chance to sell batteries and not just throw away, not to recycle. So it benefits like people that have enough money to buy a brand new battery that costs over $100. So we sell for $30, obviously. So, and this is pretty much our major business. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna hire at least three people full time. So, and pretty much it's a basic business.
Okay.
So like I said, we came from California. We have three businesses already there. We opened one in Henderson 2 years ago. So our goal is to expand our business in all those Vegas areas and serve the whole community as much as possible.
Questions from the audience? Questions from the board?
No questions.
I have one.
No questions.
Are you going to permit customers to work on their cars in your at your facility?
No.
Okay.
No, we're not.
Good. I'll just want to check that out because that sometimes is an issue. Okay.
In addition, we recycle as well the car batteries. So
that they leave you, you take those and
yes,
wonderful. Recycling. That's very good. Yeah, I'm all for recycling. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yes. I'll move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you very much for coming. Motion passes. Thank you. So we have.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, sir. Likewise. You too. Thank you. Let's see if we go back to our schedule. Okay. And do we have any general business to go over? We're going to receive a presentation, it says, from the Census Bureau about the 2020 census. Is that you, gentlemen?
Yes.
Good. Now I know why you're here. Okay.
It's
wonderful.
Okay.
Good night. Thank
Bye.
You. So
we are
all ears.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, I'll stand over here. I'll give you my card as well.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, good evening, Town Board. It's great to be with you. Thank you for having us. My name is Brian Lee Berman. I'm the Senior Partnership Specialist with the United States Census Bureau. Along with me this evening is my esteemed colleague, Mr. Carlos Winkle-Melner. He is your neighborhood liaison for MQA, to mobile questionnaire response, as the census goes live. It's actually live right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Mountner here is going to be working in this neighborhood to ensure that we get a full, complete count of Winchester.
Wonderful.
So I wanted you all to meet him.
Thank you, yes. Yes. Your name again, sir?
Carlos Ringo Mountner.
Carlos Ringo
Mountner.
Mauer?
Mountner.
Mountner, okay.
Here you are.
Oh, that makes it way easier. Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, I have that one.
You do have that one? I don't have that one. I didn't until I do now. Okay, thank you. So right ahead.
So tonight I was just going to talk briefly about three quick items. Why the census is so important, why the census is safe, and how this is the most accessible census ever. And I'm hoping we can ask for your help in reaching out to your constituents to let them know how easy it is to fill out the census and how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spread this piece of paper here I passed out.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know when I started the Bureau. I knew there'd be a portion or congressional representation by the census, but I didn't know how much money was at stake for needy Nevadans. You can see in the top line here, $6.2 billion. That's billion with a B.
Mm-hmm.
Are allocated to needy Nevada families based entirely on how many people we report to the Bureau every 10 years in the decennial census. That starts on Thursday. And I would kindly ask you to look down the list here. You'll see $2.6 billion in Medicaid funding. $600 million in SNAP benefits to help our hungry families. You'll see $300 million in highway construction. Right? Everybody in Nevada is affected by highway construction. Right?
I still haven't found all the time.
Yeah, no one ever says, nope, that's not me. No, forget
it's
that
local
one.
Local flower.
And so on and so on. So essentially the way this worked is that they locked in the funding levels on everything you see here in 2010, and they haven't moved. So every year we get $2.6 billion in Medicaid funding. However, I don't have to tell you, a couple of folks have moved into Clark County since 2010.
Yeah, a few.
Give or take, we're estimating about 300,000 people since 2010. Wow, I was right. We are the second fastest growing county in the whole country.
What's the first?
Maricopa, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Maricopa.
Yeah. So it's really awesome that we're in this growing, vibrant community.
Mm-hmm.
However, the funding level for all these programs, they haven't moved since 2010. Right, that's alarming. A smart, wise congressman, let's go and start this here.
Yep.
It says if we have five kids in the classroom, five more kids have moved into the classroom, but we still only have resources for five kids.
Yep.
And that's what this is about. I love that analogy so much because you'll notice on the sheet here the children programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love my job so much. It's why it's so easy to do this. You'll see school lunch, right, subsidized school lunch.
School breakfast. Too.
School breakfast, that's right. You'll see SCHIP, health insurance for children who need it, special needs grants. Foster care grants, right? We need more funding than that.
Child care development.
Child care. And so the way that worked, we get more funding for things like school lunch for every child we report to the federal government on the census. We missed more than 5 million children in the 2010 census nationally.
Where were they?
Good question. Not reported. All I can say is not reported. I can tell you Clark County cannot afford to make that mistake in 2020. A wise woman once said to me, 10 years is the lifetime of a child. Right? I've got a young girl, she's 3 years old, she's 4 years old, maybe she needs subsidized school lunch, maybe she needs Head Start, maybe parent needs a Section 8 housing voucher, right? If we don't come together and get this count right, we don't refund these programs again until 2033. She'll be 17 years old, 18 years old, it's too late, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So our message to the community that we're trying to create a partnership is that this is not about all politics, apart all the politics and the noise you've heard about the census. This is about helping needy Nevadans who need our help the most and getting the federal funding that we're entitled to under law.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we get it is if we tell the Census Bureau how many people are here. New folks are here. So part two. This is, the census is safe. I took my law degree from Boyd up the road. So I've actually read the Census Act. It was fun. It's not so bad. What's it say? It says that under very severe penalties, if anyone from the federal government shares your information, your responses to the 2020 census with anyone in the federal government, state government, local friends in Metro, you name the organization, the punishment is 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine per offense. There are no exceptions to this.
Mm.
The Census Act was challenged in the Supreme Court in 1982, Aldridge v. Shapiro. Okay, the city of Denver and Essex County, New Jersey, they said, we don't believe the 1980 results. That we want more of these sweet, sweet federal funds, okay? They lost 9-0, which is bad. And it was held on the point that people would not respond to the census if they did not believe their information was going to be held confidential.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you have a Supreme Court case and federal law protecting all of our respondents. So under the Census Act, your information will be held confidential for 72 years, okay? Not released until 2092.
From this census.
From this census. Those Indians. So have you ever used Ancestry?
I mean, I'm not belong, but I've
you've seen it. You guys, so I like my mother and I like to look up my grandfather on Ancestry. So we know he was a bookkeeper in New York City in 1940. But we want to know, what was he up to in 1950? We have questions. We can't find out. Right? 72, not until 2022. Right? We still have not released the 1950 results. My mother likes to ask me, Brian, you work for the Bureau now. You got the inside scoop. Maybe get him a year or two early. I go, no.
Does she want to put a file in your cake?
Yeah, exactly. She really wants these answers. It's pretty funny. Exactly. But you know, one of the neatest parts, I mean, these federal funding is so important for our needy families, right? We got to get this funding. But I'm kind of a civics nerd. This is the 24th decennial census. Okay? Thomas Jefferson administered the first in 1790. It is not often we get to participate in something that the Founding Fathers started. And in the same way I get to look up where my grandfather was in 1940, our children and our grandchildren will get to see where we were in 2020. Right? That's pretty neat. Maybe we get to get ourselves recorded in the American story.
With all this coronavirus, there's no toilet paper or water.
Respond now. Respond.
This sounds like a third world country commercial, doesn't it? When you don't have toilet paper or water, that's pretty bad.
All right, quickly part three, then I'll take your questions.
Okay.
This is the most accessible census ever, and this is where we could really use your help, talking to your constituents, letting them know how easy it is to respond to the census. How do I know? I just did it before. I was out in the parking lot. I responded just now over the phone. It's over the phone, it's online, and it's on paper. Online, 2020census.gov. And the reason I like to stress accessibility is in 13 languages. The 13 most spoken languages in the country. People can go right online, 2020census.gov, fill out the census in the language they want to. And we have 15 unique phone numbers that people can call. That's how I just responded. The English phone number, if you're curious, 844.
That's the way I'll respond to it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020.
Thank you.
In Spanish, 844-468-2020.
You're supposed to go ocho cuatro cuatro.
Bureau has asked that I not speak Spanish publicly ever again. So the way it's going to work, this week everyone's going to get a postcard. It's going to say, please go online, fill out the census, 2020census.gov. If you don't respond, you get a second postcard. Then a third, by mid-April, that's when the paper forms will come if you haven't responded yet. Now, if you don't respond then, my door-knocking friends, they're getting ready. We're going to have 2,000 people just in Clark. Starting May 13, they're coming. Actually, before that.
They'll answer.
Yes, in the areas around UNLV and the areas around CSN, they may be out second week of April. So essentially, what I always like to say, if you don't want someone to knock on the door, what's the best thing you can do?
Respond by phone.
Yes. Yes, respond now. So if you're talking to your constituents and they're concerned about people knocking on their door, tell them, okay, just fill out the census. I can tell you, last census, we knocked on some doors as many as 7 times here in Clark. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know. And now we have technology. We have much better data.
Yeah, 7 times.
7 times.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I want to pause now and see if you have any questions.
I admire your tenacity.
It wasn't me. It was me. It's guilty.
Their tenacity.
I just talk pretty.
Their tenacity. Though.
Yeah, their tenacity. Exactly. Yeah, they're amazing. They're working so hard. Yeah, we're so lucky to have them.
What are some reasons people don't want to comply with the census?
That's a great question. I think it's just because it's only every 10 years that people don't realize the stakes. Right? They think, what is this about? Well, why does this matter? Right? That's why I like that.
Big brother gathering information.
Right. So you're not going to go out of your way to do something that you wouldn't do otherwise unless there's a good reason, right?
Yeah.
Which is why I like this flyer so much. I don't really have to do that much. I can really say anything. Y'all will just read through this flyer and go, I think he's making a good point. I care about every program on this list. I like to highlight, if I may. If you see in the corner over here, WIOA, W-I-O-A, this is the Worker Innovation and Opportunity Act.
Okay. Oh, yes, I see.
That is the Job Retraining Act. So, you know, the one-stop Job Connect centers in the libraries and the Job Connect, those amazing facilities run by Mr. Fletcher, all of those are funded by the grant from that law. That's WIOA.
Well, then wouldn't the people who are now covered under the First Step program also be covered Wouldn't this be the category they would get their job training from in this category?
I would think so, most likely, yes.
Yeah.
They're also helping with our job fair, so they do a lot.
Oh, how interesting.
What are some questions we can expect to see on the census? I don't think I've ever filled one out. I'm 37, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've never filled one out.
So you're saying that after the meeting tonight, you're going to call into the phone number and respond tonight for the first time ever?
Like I said, 37, probably on the internet.
Well, then you'll have to wait till Thursday. Okay, fine.
There we go. Now it gets postponed.
Yep. Thursday, you can go online and respond. If you want to respond on the phone, you can do it tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Why would you wait? So much fun. There, she's really nice, the one who did it. I'm sorry, I was talking around your question.
No.
You asked me something.
I should try to answer the question.
I'll see the form.
Oh, no, you asked me what questions are on the
curious,
form.
Yeah.
So it's only 9 questions long.
That's it.
Mm. Yeah, so folks are, I know some folks remember the 2000 census that we have to, a couple of questions.
No.
It should not take you more than 10 minutes, and it only took me 10 minutes. Mm. There's no algebra on it, things like address. I do that.
But you respond for your whole household.
Thank you. Yes, correct.
Is that right?
Yes. So
not everyone in the house has to do that.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. That's right. That's exactly right. So it'd be 9 questions for the first person and 7 for each additional. And we need the one adult to please respond for all the people in the house, especially young children, right? Because if we don't, the children can't respond for themselves.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. That's a great question.
So then if there's 2 people in the house, you're responding for 2. And if there's 8 people in the house, you're responding for 8. But in any case, the one person that's responding has 9 questions to answer, and each of the other 7 people would, in my example, would have 7 questions to answer.
But that one person would answer for everyone.
Yeah, right, right. Correct. But they would be individually answering for each person.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, you wouldn't like just one blanket answer for all the other people.
Correct. I just took it over the phone. They checked every answer I gave them and spelled it back to me for each individual thing. They're very, very careful.
How do you count the homeless Americans?
That's a great question. We have a whole separate operation for folks experiencing homelessness. It's called service-based enumeration. The amazing field team I was talking about before, this is their operation. They have been making appointments. They have hundreds of soup kitchens and other organizations that help folks experiencing homelessness, and they've made appointments to go visit those organizations on March 30, March 31, and April 1. And they're going to come with an iPad and they're going to take a count when the organizations are most populated. We try to get as many folks experiencing homelessness counted as we can. It's very, very important. Yes.
Now, you're probably aware that every year Clark County does a homeless census of their own.
Yes.
Are you going to interface with those people? Because they have an awful lot of valuable information.
You're exactly right. And we are working with them now. I can tell you, we've met with Continuum Care already, and that we're planning a meeting with them again because we've been working on some other projects in March. They have been amazing.
Yeah, because I score grants for the county, so the Continuum Care and Jasmine Carr and Kristen Cooper and all those people.
Yeah, they're amazing. I'm really lucky to have them.
And our own commissioner, Chris G., our previous commissioner, and our own commissioner is now Tick Sagerville, where Chris G. was involved in those census counting activities every year.
The commissioner counted them this year as well.
He did too? So this is a resource. I'm just trying to bring this up.
Thank you.
Because Chris G is your neighbor. She did it, and Tick did it this year. So they're valuable because the homeless is not something that people from other areas would necessarily know where to always look.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you don't know all every culvert and every tunnel and every, like these folks, they do this year after year.
Yes.
So I'm just encouraging you to reach out to them because they know a lot.
Do wealthier counties get the same percentage allocation strictly based on population, or do you guys consider counties that might need more resources over, say, Marin County? Or
that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Or just people, bodies.
So I work for the Census Bureau, and all the Census Bureau does is take the count.
Okay.
So, we are not on the funding side. But I can tell you that the program I study in this issue, that it's funded based on how many people we report.
Okay.
Without any influence on previous affluence. So, if we want more money for school lunch, we just get more, we report more kids.
Yeah.
And that's true for every other county, too.
Hmm. Is there a question on, your income, household income?
No. There are no financial questions of any kind. There's no citizenship question of any kind.
Oh, so yeah. They didn't get that on, thank God.
Right. So there's none of that is on there. No financial questions of any kind. They'll ask the only something. They'll ask if you own or rent your home. That's all right.
Okay. That's not a big deal.
That's the full extent of the financial questions.
Okay.
If I may add just one point or two points.
Sure.
My favorite is that there is a rubric there for women, infant, and children, which is WIC on your list of
funding. Yeah, okay, got it.
And the second is along the right-hand side at the bottom, you have grants for small businesses that are at a very low interest rate that are also funded. So we have a number of people devoted to offering grants at low interest rates to promote businesses in town.
And do those have to exist? Those businesses have to align economic opportunity zones, or can they just be anywhere?
I'm not sure if I understand.
Well, in other words, say I want to do I'm looking for business funding. Does my business have to be in an income opportunity zone to be considered for funding, or can it be a business that is going to be someplace throughout the county that may not be an economic opportunity zone?
Second, like you said, that it may be throughout the county. Mm-hmm. Usually what there are groups of people who are the brokers for these grants, and they are the ones that are interfaced with distributing the funding through various organizations.
Okay. Very good. Anybody else? Anything else?
No question.
You
no.
Gentlemen? Any more?
May I ask just one more point on why I wanted you all to meet Carlos this evening? So
sure.
We are transitioning into mobile questionnaire response. And so essentially, I know, exactly. We love acronyms. What do they mean? I don't know.
Yeah. That was my next question.
Yeah.
I like it when people anticipate my questions.
Yeah. So what does this mean? We have teams that are going to, we're enhancing the internet self-response portion of the census by sending out census takers to large events. There might be, if you know of an event where like folks are gathered, maybe parents of young children, or we're very much focused on apartment dwellers, single apartment dwellers in particular, folks we may not access otherwise, and that you think we might be able, they're going to be out at an event, that's the man to call. This man is personally responsible for ensuring that Winchester gets a full and complete count. He loves the children of this town. He's here to fight for them. Reach out to Carlos. Say, we've got this awesome event. We need a census taker over here with an iPad, and he'll take care of it for you.
Oh, good.
He's the man.
There's going to be a school board meeting on Thursday with the superintendent, and there's going to be, like, ton of angry parents there if you want to go.
And some of them with their children.
Dr. Charles going to be there?
Yeah.
What time is it?
I believe it's going to be... we have to check. I'm not too sure exactly the time. Sharonda posted it. But it's at...
Sharonda Ramos. She's a civic, very civic-minded mother in this neighborhood.
Yeah, well...
What is her name?
Superintendent.
Sharonda
Ramos.
Ramos, yeah. Not Ramos, Ramos. S-H-A, and then capital again, R-O-N-D-A.
R-H-O-N-D-A.
R-H-O-N-D-A. Rhonda, like Rhonda Fleming, yeah. S-H-A-R-H-O-N-D-A, and then R-A-M-O-S.
So we have to touch base with the school district, but it is Thursday, and there's just going to be a lot of angry parents.
Flamingo?
I believe so.
On the Flamingo, the County Education Center is on Flamingo.
Uh-huh.
It speaks east of St. Vitus on Eastern.
Okay, okay.
I believe so, but I think you can also check the website for CCSD. And they'll.
Is this a CCSD board meeting?
Yeah, it's a board meeting, and I do believe that many angry parents are going to be there because the superintendent took it upon himself to ban any travel outside of the state. So all the field trips due to the COVID-19. And nobody's getting a refund on any of their money. So like K.O. Knudsen right up the street, all of their students, the art students, we're going to go to New York for a 3-day trip, which costs all the parents over $2,000. And if they have more than one kid or if they decided to go and they're not refunding anything of it.
And so they paid for the trip and the county's keeping the money?
No, we paid it to the travel agency because it's with through a tour group.
Thursday at 5.
There you go.
Thursday at 5 at the Edward Green Education Center, which is 2832 East Flamingo Road.
See, I knew where it was. I just didn't know the name of the building.
So
unfortunately, I'm hanging out with the commissioner at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
I promised him. You know, you can't break a promise to the commissioner.
No.
It sounds to me like you're scared.
And I'm a little scared, yes. There you go.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of angry parents.
But you can always volunteer Carlos.
That's true. That's a funny reason. Yeah.
He doesn't look like he'd be scared of too many people.
They're not refunding anything.
Besides, look at it this way. It'll be entertaining, trust me. I've been to these. Very entertaining.
I had to spend over $2,000.
I'm sure that the... You know, having a conversation about the senses will be very calming to everybody there. Very soothing. Especially in light of
let's take out our phones and self-respond. Come on. Yeah.
and if nothing else, it has a high entertainment value quotient.
That's something.
Just don't sit by the dais because the tomatoes and other vegetables. Okay, so are we ready to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. All right, so Winchester Town Board meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Hold on, maybe not so much. She said yes, now she's changed. Well, it's like a woman changed her mind.
Sorry, I thought it was adjourned, that presentation.
Yes.
You never opened it, the last public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. Yeah, I meant that. Okay, so now we have the final public comment period, and this is devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction that will be held, which would have meant, for example, Mr. Borgel's item. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda, and comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anyone wish to make a comment about anything we've done? Okay, our next meeting date is March 31st, and now we are adjourned. Yay.